Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi with Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you another Dog Days of podcasting for day six. And I am going through my retirement journey day by day now. This is, well, almost day by day. I'm going to skip a couple when nothing really happened or it was a weekend and whatever. June 20th, 2024. This is T-minus 78 days and counting. And this was the day that I changed my password for the very last time. We are required by our security policies to change our password every 90 days. I must have changed it somewhere around the end of March. I knew I didn't want to change it near our conference because or near any travel. That's always a problem when you're like, what did I change it to last week? Or right before you go on PTO, you can't remember when you changed it. So I changed mine in the end of March and it came due in June. That is good for another 90 days. And if I'm retiring on September 6th, there's no more changing the password. Woohoo! At least I'm not forced to change my password. It's now on my terms, my machines. So this was also the day that Mark, the senior director, asked me if I wanted to go to India. And I took this as a nice gesture. He said, hey, we weren't able to get this trip into August, but we're going to leave on September 6th. And do you think maybe you could postpone your retirement and go to India, three sites, three cities. People over there love you, Chuck. And I know I have a fan base and they absolutely would. But I said, no, I stood my ground. I said, maybe if you'd asked me a couple weeks earlier, but I already sent that message to the executive team stating my last day is September 6th. I already made a personal commitment to me and my family that this was the end. And if I had taken him up on the offer, then it would have been, oh, stick around another couple of weeks. We'll get you to London. And really, I would have loved to go to some of these places. But I got to get off this hamster wheel at some point. And this was the date that I had selected. So I stood my ground. When I told this to my teammate, she said, what? What a crappy move that is. She said, he asked you to change your life plans because he couldn't get a project in on time. Because originally this was maybe June, more likely July and August. I went, yeah, okay, you might be right in that respect. I didn't take it that way initially. But I feel bad for one reason, for not going for one reason. And it wasn't telling a senior director no. In fact, I kind of felt a little, not vengeful, but a little satisfaction going, hey, it's that important. Why didn't you get it done on time or ask me a couple weeks earlier? Or, I know there's venues and lots of stuff to set up and get taken care of, but asking to change at the last minute is just no, you got to do better planning if you want me. And not to sound egotistical, but that's the price you're going to pay. If it's that important, it might not be that important if you didn't do it that way. So, but I did feel bad for my teammate because she was reluctant to go on the trip for a number of reasons I won't get into here. And I think of her as like my ServiceNow daughter. She's a few months older than my daughter, Julie. And I feel kind of protective of her. She's had some situations. We've talked a lot over the last couple of years and I understand where she's coming from. She really didn't want to go on this. One of the reasons is she always seems to come back from a trip with a cold. And right after this trip, she's got to go to a wedding. So, that's not good. I hope that trend is broken with this trip, that she makes it to her wedding and isn't a walking super spreader. So that's the only thing that made me feel bad is that I couldn't be there to support her. I did post something on social media on June 20th. This was an article that another developer advocate had written called What Do Developer Advocates Do? And it was a bit of an Easter egg because I knew we were going to be opening a rec and getting job applicants soon. But I just wanted to throw this out there going, hey, this is something I found in case you're curious and in case you want a job, you might want to read this. So it was very, very thoughtful. Very well written. I wouldn't have shared it if it wasn't any good. And give a little ammo to anyone who was thinking about possibly applying for this job. That's what happened on June 20th. I am going to sign off. Craig and I are about to record Technorama, but I wanted to squeak this one out before we did that. That way, when I take the SD card out of this recorder, I will bring two files for the price of one. All right. I will talk to you again tomorrow, where we will talk about day minus 72. So till then, take care. Bye.